Well, joining me now here in the Allstate Showcase studio is Rebecca Shi. She's executive director of the Illinois Business Immigration Coalition, and a big couple of weeks, I guess I would say, involving issues regarding immigration reform. Rebecca, thanks very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much for having me again, Rick.
Always a pleasure. I want to start out with by talking to you about the extension of the All Kids mm-hmm. legislation, and Governor Rauner recently signed that into law. What is All Kids? Why is it so important?
Sure. Thanks for the question. So the Illinois Business Immigration Coalition, along with the Healthy Illinois campaign, we're pushing for the extension of the All Kids health insurance, which would extend the coverage of health care to over 41,000 children in Illinois, regardless of their immigration status. And we were incredibly grateful that Governor Rauner did sign the bill, and that Speaker Madigan and Senate President Cullerton, along with Leader Redonio and Durkin, were in strong favor of this legislation and worked closely with advocates and leaders to make it a reality. So we're very thankful. This would allow 41,000, mostly low-income, and all children, regardless of their immigration status, to still have coverage up until 2019. So this extension was an incredible victory, and we're very grateful to all parties.
And it was a very strong bipartisan vote, too. I mean,
That's right.
You know, when you think of Springfield and you think of how things are deadlocked all the time and everything's along partisan lines, this did get overwhelming support. On both sides.
You're exactly right about that. From the Senate and the House, it passed with supermajority and incredible momentum. And, you know, we really have both sides to thank that this legislation, All Kids, didn't get caught up in the, you know, the budget fights in Springfield. So,
well, and that leads to my next question. Mm-hmm. And you co-sponsored a roundtable conversation with Republicans, Republican lawmakers, Mario Diaz-Balart from the Miami area of Florida also was involved in this, but it was Illinois lawmakers, Congressman Dold from the North Shore, Senator Kirk, and Leader Redonio from the Illinois State Senate. And it kind of marked how when you look at the national story of immigration and how, you know, basically that's been the Donald Trump driver here has been immigration and his views. But then you talk to the Illinois Republicans and it's largely a different story.
Right. No, absolutely. You know, we're hearing every day immigration is in the news. Donald Trump talking about building a wall and, you know, deporting all 11 million undocumented immigrants and even restricting legal immigration. And so very different voices, like you mentioned, in Illinois, led by Congressman Dole, Senator Kirk, Leader Redonio, saying that, look, you know, for our economy, for Illinois, for job creations, immigrants at the high and the low skill level contribute enormously. And, you know, we're very happy to have Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart, who's really been on the House Republican side, the negotiator, you know, with Paul Ryan and together with Congressman Gutierrez to try to find a compromise to the middle so that we can get immigration reform. I think it was different also in the sense of, you know, we had Republicans who said we pick reform over Donald Trump. We pick common sense immigration reform. Over Donald Trump. So we hope and we're having these conversations or part of conversations across the country with conservatives that pick reform over walls. So.
Well, and one of the things I thought was interesting was Leader Redonio saying that it really comes down to, in her view, is education and what education means in basically telling why immigration reform, comprehensive immigration reform, is important.
Right, right. Now that's really key, and it's something as we've been working together with employers across the state, agriculture, hospitals, energy companies, hospitality, that's you know, one of the key reasons, and one of the key factors that we have to advance is to make sure good information gets distributed. For example, in Illinois, undocumented immigrants pay over $500 million in taxes, in their income tax at the state and the federal level, out of which they don't get any benefits. And so they actually put in way more than they get out of into our Social Security system. And additionally, immigrants start small businesses at twice the rate that native-born, and many times employ American citizens. So, you know, immigrants don't take jobs away, as one of the myths that gets spread around, but rather that, you know, immigrants create jobs and they're, you know, engines of our economy. So I thought that was a really great point that Senator Redonio said. And one of the things that she also said was that this misinformation gets distributed on both sides, right?
Right.
So,
well, and another to that point, too, is the fact that, you know, and you look at Illinois and it's such a diverse state, geography, very mm-hmm. diverse as well. And I think that was part of one of the points is that, you know, I think there's different views of immigration depending upon which part of the state you're in.
Right.
And obviously, you know, in the more urban area where the population is more diverse, there's different attitudes than, say, if you go further downstate and into some of the rural areas. And quite frankly, those are some of the areas where, you know, Donald Trump could be successful in Illinois.
Right. And he was in the primary. A lot of those districts, you know, he won overwhelmingly. And we also found that, you know, employers in some of those districts, such as agriculture, universities, hospitals, these are some of the largest employers in central southern Illinois or in the collar counties, also have an urgent need for immigration reform. You know, with our universities and research institutions, in the University of Illinois, for example, 90% of the patents that are created every year have one or multiple immigrant founders. And in the agricultural industry, we know that on average about 70% of workers are undocumented. And, you know, we have farmers and larger employers who say they would like to hire legally, but natives are just not applying, right? Even though, you know, they pay above minimum wage and they get health insurance, but you know, native born do not want to spend, you know, 12 hours a day in the hot sun picking pumpkins or caring for pigs, right? And so it's really the backbone of some of our ag industry in Illinois are immigrants. So I think and we did see, right, like, for example, Adam Kinsinger has been very supportive on immigration reform in his district, right? Is Collar County, Central Illinois. You know, Aaron Schock, before he stepped down, was one of the first to come out in favor of comprehensive immigration reform. And so, you know, leaders in those areas, districts outside of Chicago, also realize the economic, the political, and the human need for immigration reform.
And you touched on this earlier, but mm-hmm. I think one of the surprising things is just the issue of small businesses mm-hmm. and the small business development and you know how many percent of small business startups are founded by immigrants.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. Immigrants start small businesses at twice the rate as native born. You know, we actually saw one of our members in Moline, Illinois, talking about how the economy there have energized and have grown because of Somali refugees, right, that have moved into the area because of their connection to the faith institutions. And as a result, are, you know, working in the meatpacking plants, working, you know, in the ag fields, and in a way so that they, you know, these employers can keep growing their businesses rather than having to move over, right, to Iowa or to another state or even, you know, outsource it to another country. And so, you know, we see it at 1871, we see it at TechNexus, just the diversity of our tech startups. But I think the story that we, you know, are continued to hear and will tell more is in our small towns across America. how towns and villages are revitalized because of immigrants. So,
we're speaking with Rebecca Shi. She's the executive director of the Illinois Business Immigration Coalition. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Showcase studio, and joining me is Rebecca Shi, the executive director of the Illinois Business Immigration Coalition. We were talking about this roundtable that was held last week on the issue of immigration reform, and one of the more interesting comments came from one of the, Bill is a co-chair, William Kunkler, who's a longtime Republican financial guy, a bundler for Republican presidential candidates, and basically said, I'm not voting for Donald Trump, and cited the issue of how some of these controversial remarks that Trump has made, that he hopes that Trump gets humiliated and that the numbers aren't trending in Trump's favor when it comes to immigrants in this country.
Right.
And I know, you know, that's kind of getting reflected in some of the polling that's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the latest poll that I've seen have Donald Trump at 13% among Hispanic, Asian, and immigrant voters, Hillary Clinton at over 75%. And as Bill, our co-chair, mentioned, you know, Mitt Romney lost, right, with 27% of the Hispanic vote and even less of the Asian American vote. And so, you know, now we're seeing Trump 50% less than what Romney got. And as we're also seeing across the country, I know that Rick earlier mentioned several states, you know, we're seeing two things happening with the Latino, Asian, and immigrant vote. Is that one, that there's been record naturalization, meaning immigrants that have legal permanent status are, I mean, literally running to become citizens in time to vote in November. We've actually seen a 30% increase this fiscal year compared to last fiscal year, meaning that if this trend continues by November, we'll see nearly a million new citizens and ready to vote by November, as well as we've seen a record voter registration, you know, especially in key states of Florida, Nevada, Colorado, North Carolina. In Florida alone, we've seen a increase of about 500,000 new Hispanic immigrants registering to vote, citizens who have registered to vote. You know, I think, you know, if these trends continue, and one of the things that we've been hearing from folks on the ground is that, you know, they're voting because of what they're hearing nationally from Trump. So,
and as Bill Kunkler said, that's they're registering in larger numbers, and they're not going to be voting for Donald Trump.
Right.
And so, you know, but I think, you know, let's go back to that issue of education. And you know, we talked a year ago about there was a forum over at Aurora University on immigration issues, and a lot of the issue of education and myth versus reality, I think, is what it comes down to. It, you know, when you, as you touched on, the issue of immigration reform would only enhance tax revenues, even though you have undocumented immigrants paying taxes now, but you know, a comprehensive immigration reform would enhance our tax revenue structure.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we all know, the pressure to our Social Security continues to grow, and undocumented immigrants in Illinois have annually paid over $500,000 million into our tax coffers at the state level, and nationally the number tends to be the same for every state. And if we can have comprehensive immigration reform where, you know, 11 million people are legalized, then, you know, we can grow that Social Security tax fund by trillions of dollars. You know, additionally, we've seen numbers from both the conservative, from many conservative think tanks that agree to those numbers, as well as just the growth in our GDP and, you know, millions of dollars that will be added to decrease our deficit. So, you know, study after study from Partnership for New American Economy to Forward.us to, you know, we have a wonderful think tank in town, the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, have interviewed employers, have looked at, you know, these numbers at the high and the low skill level and do verify that it is an economic plus to have comprehensive immigration reform.
And you also look at the GDP numbers here the numbers are astronomical. And then even going back to what we were saying about job creation, because small businesses are basically the foundation for job creation in this country. And I mean, that's where the jobs come from, are from small businesses.
Absolutely. The largest employer in our state is hospitality, right? It's restaurants and their hotels. And something that the CEO of the Restaurant Association, who's on our board, Sam Toya, always talks about is that immigrants, you know, do not take jobs away from the native born. As he surveyed all of his employers in Illinois, what he's found is that that immigrants tend to and do, you know, take jobs that are on what he calls the back of the house, right? So they are the dishwashers, they are the they do take out and they clean, right? And those are jobs, he says, you know, even, you know, with Chicago at $11 an hour, higher minimum wage, native born, you know, do not apply or do not want these jobs. And they'd rather be hostesses. They like to be waiters and waitresses and bartenders. So for Sam and his industry, the back of the house where immigrants work actually create opportunities and make possible the work of native born in the front of the house, right? So that they're actually complementary rather than competitive. And so I think that's important to keep note. And, you know, I think Chicago Tribune and Cranes did a really nice piece last year showing that how the communities of Little Village, right, is actually, you know, have hundreds and hundreds of small businesses, and mostly from Mexico. They contribute in terms of tax dollar into our state, second to Michigan Avenue. And the third, actually, community is Chinatown, with the small businesses. The bubble tea, the dim sum that you find in Chinatown is the third largest tax-generating revenue to our state.
So as we talk about this, though, I mean, we still are faced with the fact that, and I know you had very much interest in Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House in Janesville, about his winning his primary.
Right.
And Ryan and Luis Gutierrez, they've appeared together. They were at the City Club in Chicago not long ago,
right,
talking about comprehensive immigration reform. But yet now Paul Ryan is Speaker of the House. That was before he was Speaker. And now it's not on the agenda.
Right.
So how do groups like your group force considering this on the agenda?
Sure.
I mean, or do you believe that whatever after the election, it will get dealt with?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I mean, the first thing is that we're very happy, and I think it reiterated our belief, right, that this will get done next year. The fact that Paul Ryan did crush his primary opponent, who was, praised by Trump, and also he had his primary opponent had many of the Trump supporters actively involved in his campaign. And it just showed us once more that, you know, even conservative voters who are active in a Republican primary do not support Trump's immigration policies. So number one, I thought that was very good news, and it gave us hope for immigration reform in 2017. And I think that the second thing is, as we talked about the voter registration, the naturalization, kind of record-breaking numbers that we're seeing in the Hispanic, Asian, and immigrant voting electorate, I think that if this plays out and this trend continues, the political calculation will shift towards a need and will for comprehensive immigration reform in 2017, the way that we saw in 2012. And I think that the difference that we're going to see this time is that, and we will continuing with our partners across the country to hold our elected officials on both sides of the aisle accountable, right, for a bill. But also, even back in 2013, 2014, we had the votes. We knew we had the votes in the House with the majority of Democrats in support of immigration reform and, a smaller number of Republicans. But that added to 218. The problem was the bill didn't get called. And we believe and will work very, very hard to make sure that if that's the math again, that the bill does get called. And I think if the trend, electoral trend continues for November, that the politics will in many ways force that will. So,
Rebecca Shee, Executive Director of the Illinois Business Immigration Council, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Sure.
And thank you for wearing the cowboy hat.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
I just want to give a plug that we do have an event with a Democrat delegation this September with Senator Durbin, Congresswoman Duckworth, and Congressman Gutierrez, and the Illinois Business Immigration Coalition. So,
they can get more information at your website?
On our website, absolutely.
Which is
illinoisbic.biz.
Rebecca, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.